You may remember that last week we met with Master Wangpo, who said Buddhas and living beings are no different from one mind. In one mind there is neither arising nor ceasing, no name, no form, no long or short, neither existence nor non-existence. We could also translate that in English, neither being born or passed away. Mind is Buddha, and Buddha is sentient beings. As sentient beings, mind is not diminished. As Buddhas, mind is not increased. That's the Wangpo we met with last week. Wangpo is a wonderful friend, Dharma friend, to encounter. So I thought we'd join him again this week, case 11 of the Bayan Lu, which is the Blue Cliff Record. He instructed his assembly, saying, quote, "You are all gobblers of dregs. If you keep going on your way like that, when will you be able to have your today? Do you know that in this great empire of tongue, you could say this great world, there is not a single Zen teacher?" This is such a wonderful statement. Not a single Zen teacher. Well, one of the members of this assembly was quite brave. So he got up, came forward and said, "What would you say to those who direct Zen assemblies and lead followers in various places, temples, monasteries, all over China?" Wangpo responded, "I do not say that there is no Zen, but that there is no teacher." Do not say that there is no Zen, but there is no teacher. You might remember that Master Wangpo was the abbot of the monastery, and in that monastery there was one student, Lin Ji, who, after being there 3 years and not going to Sanzen, the head monk came over to him and encouraged him to go to Sanzen. And so he went once, twice, three times. Each time he asked, "What is the deep meaning of the Buddha teaching, the Buddha Dharma?" And each time, before he finished asking, Wangpo struck him. This Lin Ji, after that, came to the head monk and said, "I don't understand why he did that, and I want to leave." So what is Wangpo doing here? in all of the world, there is not a single Zen teacher. And if you look for one, a teacher, anywhere, you're all gobblers of dregs. Why is that? Gobblers of dregs. You know what the word dregs means. It's the, what should I say? It's what's left after you brew various things. So it's the remnants. When you brew, let's say if you brew beer, or even when you cook something, and they take all the food out, but at the bottom there's something left. That's the word dregs. What is Wang Po encouraging his assembly? What was Wang Po encouraging Lin Ji? We say, being just this moment. Could say just this. Could say this. Even that's too much. And yet, we say being just this moment. We must clarify and encourage, even encourage ourselves, so to speak. When, how, where we find that we need to notice what we say, believe, in not seeing, not being, not okay, direct attention to where and when caught in self-centered dream, to where and when holding to self-centered thought, feeling, emotion, desire, attachment, whatever word is appropriate, what, where, how we're entangled. Experiencing, that's a good word. And yet, what do we add when that comes up? Where is the therein, therefore, thereby? What do we compound upon hearing, compound on seeing? All sorts of wonderful expressions. Even this expression, in all the world there is no Zen teacher. And yet, Wang Po sat in Sanzen and people came. All sorts of expressions that ancestors use. Wang Po saying no Zen teachers. Some teachers would use the word intimacy. But notice if you have add on self-centeredness and self-other stories to intimacy. One of my teachers, masters, used to like to say appreciation, appreciate your life. And we've talked about the practice of thanks for everything. I have no complaints. And how much we get to notice all sorts of stories and complaints, all sorts of not thankful. Thanks for being not thankful. We add to that, to this, and that, not to that. Are we thankful for one, but not for two? Those we like, those we don't like, those we want, those we don't want. Wonderful opportunities to be all Buddhas, sentient beings, one mind. Even one mind is too much, but still one mind. This one mind of no name, no form, neither existing nor not existing. So when asked, what do you do when sitting upright? Yao Shan says, think not thinking. Pushed further, I don't understand that. How do you think not thinking? Yao Shan says, non-thinking. Simple, straightforward, and yet sometimes we compound this nirvana that is our life with all sorts of additions, subtractions, adjustments. So, Wang Po hits Lin Ji three times. Not only Lin Ji. Wang Po was known to be a rough fellow. It is said he was over 6 feet tall. I don't know, but that's the verse to the case in the Blue Cliff Record. It is awesome and solitary, void of any pride. It's about Wang Po. Seated in the vast ocean, he distinguished dragons and snakes. The emperor of Dai Chu once touched him lightly to fall thrice into his claws and fangs. I think it's the emperor Dai Chu. Anyway, that's the Japanese pronunciation of the emperor. This refers to the fact that there was a period of time when one of the heirs to the throne was fleeing his relative who had become emperor and wanted to kill him. He was a crown prince, and he was disguised himself and lived in a temple in China. And while he was there, he encountered Wang Po and very much like Lin Ji, he questioned Wang Po because Wang Po was bowing a lot. Wang Po's, one of his practices was to bow a lot, bow to the altar, bow to all sorts of he came over to him and says, how come you're bowing? Isn't it? There's no Buddhas, no difference between Buddhas and sentient beings, etc. Why do you bow? Wang Po slapped him. Not just once, but the crown prince asked three times, pressed this point in different ways, and he was slapped three times. Now, for us, that's not that big a deal. Maybe it is, but we have to remember that in China, the idea of even touching the crown prince for an ordinary person is considered a major offense. And yet, Wang Po slapped him three times. This crown prince eventually became the emperor of China. And was very appreciative of Wang Po, praised him in various ways and various times. So that's what this verse is referring to. The generosity and compassion of Wang Po, whether we to the future emperor or to others, the same as here. He comes to the assembly and says, hey, you guys are gobbling dregs. You're wasting your time. You're going to miss your life. What are you looking for? There's no one who's going to teach you Zen. Not a single Zen teacher anyway. And yet, Wang Po regularly saw people in Sanzen. Even Lin Ji allows him to come in over and over. Buddhas, sentient beings, no different. And yet, as soon as we add something on to this, it's too much. We must clarify. As soon as we cling to self-centeredness in various forms, must make effort. Otherwise, we blind ourselves and miss our life. We entangle in complaints, and then this very moment is not here for us. Be just this moment. Thanks for everything. No complaints.